You cannot pass your work on to another, for who is another? Who but you? You are but all of them, and they are but you. It is only through the Great Spirit within that you find higher wisdom reflected in your growth and unity as the symbols on the paper become the language of communication. This is why the symbols, so that you can recognize your brother, yourself. Choices are made and ones must choose and decide whether or not to sit forever within the boxes of the physical or fly free within the circles of infinity. That part of man latches on to that which seems real, the things he can only experience in the physical manifestation of thought, things. The soul longs to regain its freedom with its wondrous flight feathers, but the golden feathers weigh him down and keep him binded. Can you not see, Wakasaka, that you are but a feather on the wings of God? You are a part of that which allows the whole to fly again. Only knowledge can allow the proper remembering that we are among those who bring the remembering as it is, without the lies which entrap the soul and have plucked all the feathers from your being and trapped you in the tar pits of physical squares, holding gold in place of spirit and binding you by the sheer weight of it to that which cannot be held except for a brief time of great spirit's allowing. The message is simple, the task simple, and the knowing simple, so simple indeed that man cannot remember. Why would I speak to your heart in this language versus another? Because we are of the tribes, gaining insight and knowledge through the experiences of and among the higher constellations, so that we can recognize one another when the sacred stones are laid upon the sacred altar, Awanka Wakan, that holy place of great spirit, universal, infinite. It is only a part of the remembering, and each of you are only allowed to hold a portion so that you can awaken into alertness and not hide your heads beneath the blankets and refuse to see and do your work. Your work is only different from that of another, for without the contribution of each in perfection to his or her best ability, the whole is but a tattered flying machine which cannot soar. A wing without flight feathers is a useless thing, and yet to build a glider wing, one must know why another's did not work, what you have done to keep it non-functional, and what will allow it to buoy up the whole into flight. If you accept all the responsibility of all the feathers, then you have caused them to be unable to know their own value, so you must not do it for another. The owl woman at the crossing point is only self, recognizing that it failed to gain the wisdom suitable to pass on into the mysterious and wondrous places beyond the door. Man will always conjure an owl woman to decide his fate, for he desires to bear no responsibility, and then he will effort to kill his own creation because it represents that which he failed to attain. What another thinks of you is none of your business, Dharma, anyone. For that is the problem or treasure of the one in the thinking. Man hates truth, for it reflects his soul failures, for he reaches the point that he only hears the negative aspects of reflection and forgets that he is a reflection of the total perfection as well as that of the negative and dark aspect of being. There is no way to judge another, for none have privy to the contracts of the other. So you can only discern direction from the guidelines given forth from Great Spirit and creation to guide you according to truth unto the lighted places of freedom. Imperfection is that which allows growth, for when perfection is achieved, there needs be no further experience. Honor the imperfections that allow you to experience and grow into wisdom, that you might soar again within the light as the light which you are. How do you want this play to end? Dharma, ponder a minute. How do you want this play to conclude? Let us assume you wish it to conclude with oneness, again with God. How can you conclude your play in that manner if you know not what is God? So, how do you wish this experience to unfold? Do you wish those underground facilities to be of the brotherhood of light? Do you wish them to be your security when evil comes to confrontation? Then why do you not write that into your play? Why do you ones always allow the evil writers to write your play? This act within the play will unfold exactly as you desire it to unfold, and the players learn their lines and practice their roles. So shall it come to pass that the play will be exactly as you choose it to become and unfold. Do you think God not capable of holding those secure places in the underground for your safety? All needed is to give life unto his creatures manufactured by man in his evil intent, and the very tools of his manufacture will be his destruction. When you speak of enemies from, say, aliens, what mean ye? If these aliens be of God, are they your enemies? If the thrust is that they are enemies of your governments and the business community of thieves and warmongers, does that make them your enemy or your salvation? It is up to you. Are they there? Indeed, I personally am as near as your breath, and you would be surprised at where I might be in holographic aspect at this moment of experience. Where would you have me be, scribe? Would you have me within as your heartbeat, or dancing on silver wings as thine enemy assaults you? It is wisdom and maturity that knows that for which to ask. God often allows you to have for which you carelessly ask, for the severe lesson gleaned from the having thereof. I suggest, rather, wisdom in all things, and most especially when asking God to fulfill a request. It might just happen, and then where would you be? Now, as to confronting questions and ones who seek more clarity through the wisdom of higher and farther vision, we must be patient. For where the personal response is concerned, man is given to experience the multitudes of fool's games, and the wisdom seems fuzzy. So let us look in wisdom at, say, EY, who is now again at crossroads of journey. What has changed in this place? What seems to be happening regarding transfer? Pay attention. If you can have the best of both circumstances, hear what God is saying to you in that inner knowingness. Be patient enough to wait upon the Spirit after you have turned your burden over unto its care. Seize the moment and the opportunity if it be reasonable. In this instance, EY can have the positive of both. If he uses wisdom, he can continue to work with the ones who need his physical input, and in the allowing them their needs, he can require that if he needs time to journey or make presentation for his next experience, so be it. If the move is to be made sooner, the inner knowing will take care of the nudging. You ones have worked hard, and it is coming time for the return swing and some of the reaping of the harvest. EY will be most invaluable in presentation of these project proposals to ones who decide that which will be invested and give credence from physical aspect to ones in the position to make selections, be it for growing algae to type of housing. These are things that you ones must continue to foster and service unto more magnificent decisions come to pass, for too few will come into the safety awaiting them. They will turn away from calling good evil. They will turn away calling good evil. God can fly in all directions and can do so anywhere and any way he chooses. Ask and ye shall receive. If ye ask in wisdom and sincere petition for your relations, and not just to save your own selfish assets. If ye are bound by your assets, then you shall be left to those assets. Who am I who speaks with such authority and reminds you of your journey and sometimes utilizes a good swift kick in thine assets? You cannot pass your work on to another, for who is another? Who but you? You are but all of them, and they are but you. It is only through the Great Spirit within that you find higher wisdom reflected in your growth and unity as the symbols on the paper become the language of communication. This is why the symbols, so that you can recognize your brother, yourself. Choices are made and ones must choose and decide whether or not to sit forever within the boxes of the physical or fly free within the circles of infinity. That part of man latches onto that which seems real, the things he can only experience in the physical manifestation of thought, things. The soul longs to regain its freedom with its wondrous flight feathers, but the golden feathers weigh him down and keep him binded. Can you not see, Wakasaka, that you are but a feather on the wings of God? You are a part of that which allows the whole to fly again. Only knowledge can allow the proper remembering that we are among those who bring the remembering as it is, without the lies which entrap the soul and have plucked all the feathers from your being and trapped you in the tar pits of physical squares, holding gold in place of spirit and binding you by the sheer weight of it to that which cannot be held except for a brief time of great spirit's allowing. The message is simple, the task simple, and the knowing simple, so simple indeed that man cannot remember. Why would I speak to your heart in this language versus another? Because we are of the tribes, gaining insight and knowledge through the experiences of and among the higher constellations, so that we can recognize one another when the sacred stones are laid upon the sacred altar. Awanka, Wakan, that holy place of great spirit, universal, infinite. It is only a part of the remembering, and each of you are only allowed to hold a portion so that you can awaken into alertness and not hide your heads beneath the blankets and refuse to see and do your work. Your work is only different from that of another, for without the contribution of each in perfection to his or her best ability, the whole is but a tattered flying machine which cannot soar. A wing without flight feathers is a useless thing, and yet to build a glider wing, one must know why another's did not work, what you have done to keep it non-functional, and what will allow it to buoy up the whole into flight. If you accept all the responsibility of all the feathers, then you have caused them to be unable to know their own value, so you must not do it for another. The owl woman at the crossing point is only self, recognizing that it failed to gain the wisdom suitable to pass on into the mysterious and wondrous places beyond the door. Man will always conjure an owl woman to decide his fate, for he desires to bear no responsibility, and then he will effort to kill his own creation because it represents that which he failed to attain. What another thinks of you is none of your business, Dharma, anyone. For that is the problem or treasure of the one in the thinking. Man hates truth, for it reflects his soul failures, for he reaches the point that he only hears the negative aspects of reflection and forgets that he is a reflection of the total perfection as well as that of the negative and dark aspect of being. There is no way to judge another, for none have privy to the contracts of the other. So you can only discern direction from the guidelines given forth from Great Spirit and creation to guide you according to truth unto the lighted places of freedom. Imperfection is that which allows growth, for when perfection is achieved, there needs be no further experience. Honor the imperfections that allow you to experience and grow into wisdom, that you might soar again within the light as the light which you are. How do you want this play to end? Dharma, ponder a minute. How do you want this play to conclude? Let us assume you wish it to conclude with oneness again with God. How can you conclude your play in that manner if you know not what is God? So, how do you wish this experience to unfold? Do you wish those underground facilities to be of the Brotherhood of Light? Do you wish them to be your security when evil comes to confrontation? Then why do you not write that into your play? Why do you ones always allow the evil writers to write your play? this act within the play will unfold exactly as you desire it to unfold, and the players learn their lines and practice their roles. So shall it come to pass that the play will be exactly as you choose it to become and unfold. Do you think God not capable of holding those secure places in the underground for your safety? All needed is to give life unto his creatures manufactured by man in his evil intent, and the very tools of his manufacture will be his destruction. When you speak of enemies from, say, aliens, what mean ye? If these aliens be of God, are they your enemies? If the thrust is that they are enemies of your governments and the business community of thieves and warmongers, does that make them your enemy or your salvation? It is up to you. Are they there? Indeed. I personally am as near as your breath, and you would be surprised at where I might be in holographic aspect at this moment of experience. Where would you have me be, scribe? Would you have me within as your heartbeat, or dancing on silver wings as thine enemy assaults you? It is wisdom and maturity that knows that for which to ask. God often allows you to have for which you carelessly ask, for the severe lesson gleaned from the having thereof. I suggest, rather, wisdom in all things, and most especially when asking God to fulfill a request. It might just happen, and then where would you be? Now, as to confronting questions and ones who seek more clarity through the wisdom of higher and farther vision, we must be patient. For where the personal response is concerned, man is given to experience the multitudes of fool's games, and the wisdom seems fuzzy. So let us look in wisdom at, say, EY, who is now again at crossroads of journey. What has changed in this place? What seems to be happening regarding transfer? Pay attention. If you can have the best of both circumstances, hear what God is saying to you in that inner knowingness. Be patient enough to wait upon the Spirit after you have turned your burden over unto its care. Seize the moment and the opportunity if it be reasonable. In this instance, EY can have the positive of both. If he uses wisdom, he can continue to work with the ones who need his physical input, and in the allowing them their needs, he can require that if he needs time to journey or make presentation for his next experience, so be it. If the move is to be made sooner, the inner knowing will take care of the nudging. You ones have worked hard, and it is coming time for the return swing and some of the reaping of the harvest. EY will be most invaluable in presentation of these project proposals to ones who decide that which will be invested and give credence from physical aspect to ones in the position to make selections, be it for growing algae to type of housing. These are things that you ones must continue to foster and service unto more magnificent decisions come to pass, for too few will come into the safety awaiting them. They will turn away from calling good evil. They will turn away calling good evil. God can fly in all directions and can do so anywhere and any way he chooses. Ask and ye shall receive. If ye ask in wisdom and sincere petition for your relations, and not just to save your own selfish assets. If ye are bound by your assets, then you shall be left to those assets. Who am I who speaks with such authority and reminds you of your journey and sometimes utilizes a good swift kick in thine assets? You need none of those assets, but you do need me, for I represent the strength and the knowing and wisdom of you, each of you. It is not important in the least as to who am I am. And that is that which is important. I am the one through whom you shall find your way, or from whom you will turn away. Perhaps I am the conjured owl woman at the gate, but to whom do I answer? To myself and to you. I am not worthy to be a teacher if I do not know that which is God Creator, that Mother, Father, Spirit of all. For if I teach you only of the physical, and that which the human consciousness desires to hear and wants to believe, I have deluded you and failed you, which means I have failed self, and I do not intend to fail self. Do we understand a bit better how this will go? You have asked for this direction and insight, and you shall have it, without charades nor veils behind which to hide truth. You will do your work, for it is your work, no more and no less. And the lesson is not just for a Dharma or a Christos or Satan himself in perception. It is for each and all of you. For if one portion of the light is fallen, so too are all the visions clouded. We do our work because it is our work, and so, and as Little Crow told you, Chila, you will be given strength to fulfill your task no matter what that may be. You must do your task or your brother cannot do his. Hard? Yes and no. If you do your work, it is easy. If you refuse to do your portion, then the mission falters and struggles. It is up to each of you as to how this play unfolds. I wish to speak of the Law Center and Tyson and commitments, etc., but I wish to speak of it first in meeting this afternoon, for I wish to show you how things fit together if you allow God to unfold the vision, and you see it. Then, timely, you must seize the moment, the hour, and the day, or the opportunity will pass you by, as surely as you consider breathing, for if you fail to grasp the breath as presented, the next may not come, for you have wasted that which was provided. You must stop placing restrictions and limitations of your own expectations upon that which God provides in the answered petition. It is the love of one heart soul unto another and back with the response of same that keeps you going and growing. What may seem as no contribution is often the very thing that moves another one step forward and thus moves the whole. It is your prayer in earnest intent which moves the whole. Can you not see? It is not Dharma writing. It is you reading and seeing the truth that pushes the dream, dances the dream awake and into reality of conclusion. Do you not see that on a most practical level, if you want the safety of the very tunnels and facilities built to exclude you, you can have it all? Can you not see it? Do you think I gave you locations of your national intent to have exclusive life extension just to allow you to know where your enemy is? No, those locations at some time will be your very security, if you choose to have it that way. Aliens from the universe are not Earth humans' property, as they seem to believe. You have but to recognize friend from enemy and listen as the instructions come back in answer to your petitions for wisdom. For instance, do you actually believe that we would allow tunneling and damage to the magnificent focusing crystal center for communications and navigation from your star to be damaged or controlled? This planet belongs to Creator, and ones have taken possession and damaged this wondrous living mother. Do you actually believe Creator shall tolerate such devastation, even in illusion of perception? You will come into truth and the illusion of manifestation, or you may well wish you had. If you are of God, what possible thing could you have to fear? If you are of God, you will know that you are protected and provided for as the babe in the womb. It is when you pull away and turn from God that you get into mischief and trouble. Hold my hand and I will take you home. Deny me and you shall search longer for your home. Home is much closer than you think, for man is given to think with that which is within the illusion, as he fails to trust that knowingness within his being. You ones want gurus and go-betweens. Why? Because you have been trained to think you are not sufficient unto self. Why would not your desire to have security be as fulfilling as that of your adversary? Moreover, if ye be of God, ye have infinite capabilities, and ye shall breathe the breath of life into that which is needed for your army, and war will not be in the realm of need. War is that which your adversary to life plans this day against the unwitting and innocence of nations. Do some on your planet have worry and trouble with aliens? Oh my, indeed, yes. We are the enemy of those who have destroyed, enslaved, and torn down that which is God's property. Wrathful is this God? No, just, fair. According to whose perspective? But remember something as you read these words. You must discern your own perception. How knowledgeable are you? Do you see this as a fearful revelation or one of wondrous security? You think Dharma somehow has the gift of writing? If you understood not that which she writes, then you might well be as the rock throwers and advise her that she knows not how to write at all, and everything is beyond understanding. If you understand that which is the word, or compilation of symbols and words, who is the revelator, the writer or the receiver? Communication is simply that which is understood in intent. The point is to bring the communication into focus so that all know explicitly that of which we effort to understand. When the focus is clear and all see the same understanding and vision, so then can you manifest that vision into reality. Ones who do not wish to understand and come into vision of reality away from the humanistic experiences of the fleshly senses will not understand, nor will he come close enough to receive. He will insist upon being left as the ship leaves port. Do you see? You do not know if God will send a life ring, a spacecraft, or a shuttle to take you underground beneath the horrors. Will you know when God comes? Will you be efforting to ascend when your security is to descend? Why must you make such foolish limitations on God and self as to follow a blind leader who teaches the limitations of God? As he, she pronounces that they are teaching the unlimited qualities of God. If you are with God, you will automatically ascend or descend as God discerns. You want to cling to an idea of that which was. No, you are stuck with that which is. Will you lose your very life in the need to hold to that which has passed and shall never come again as was? Do you want to experience the crystal of perfection from within as one with it? Or always ponder the possibilities according to another's description of how it might be? If you have already decided in the negative of I can't or it isn't possible, you have already decided. For you will not bring it into creation, you will fail, for that was your decision from onset. If you get off your assets and decide it will be accomplished, anything and everything will come to be. If you take my hand, I will show you where we are going. But if you turn from me, you shall not go on this journey with me. For you cannot travel in both directions at the once. I can give you glory. Or you may take your chances with the deceivers who haven't told you truth yet and have given you less. They have proved their deceit, and yet still you cling to these enemies. There you have it, precious ones. Glory and freedom, or bondage and struggle. My path is only through effort toward goodness. I shall hold out my hand until I shall hold the lamp aloft, so that you can see in wisdom. But I will snatch you away to nowhere, nor drag you anywhere. If you deny God, God will allow you to do so. And in the ending, if you continue unto your transition to deny, then be prepared for God to take leave of you until lessons are learned and visions clear. Oh, heck of a lot. Equal opportunity does not mean the same opportunity. You will claim that opportunity offered unto you, for another's is not yours to claim. How many of you will deny the glories and treasures of your heritage to cling to the dregs of an elusive, fragmented, and binding dream experience? It is the time of sorting, and the decisions are made in the confusion of chaos, because it is that state of consciousness when man makes his choices of life journey. It is the epitome of the battle between truth and the lie. I did not say good or bad, I said truth or the lie. Which will it be? Why do you concern, say, with those space aliens? If you are of God, you know the following. evil cannot exist in the presence of God. So if they be evil, they shall be smitten down. If they be of God, then you are in clover, right? The only thing I can give unto you as assistance in deciding. It surely seems wise to me to stick with God because He is going to win either way. I force no one to take my portions. I force none to read my presentations. You can argue into infinity over the merits of one book above that of another, but if one book be wrong, then your argument is unworthy. I argue not. I will always effort to give understanding, but I argue not. So if you choose to denounce my gifts, then I bless you and grant unto you your right to choice. It will be in the ending wherein the truth shall be accounted. And we shall see who brought truth and who the lie. Manifested experience is a game of choices, illusions, and experienced actions. Only through those actions can one measure growth and reality of purpose. If your desire is to remain mired in the ignorance of human bindings, I cannot help you, nor would I spoil your journey by my imposition upon your senses. But in the ending, dear ones, we shall most certainly see who was correct in the unlimited measure of God in creation and who remained binded by the lies of that physical manifestation. You see, if you are in the light, you shall have no trouble becoming one with the light and therefore receiving your freedom, your ascension, if you will. If you limit your training to the physical expression of diversification, separation, and opinions of others regarding your status, then you shall remain incapable of a transition within that light source. In your ignorance, you will slay the very thing you are struggling to save, your physical form. Why? All of you, answer this most important question, why? What do you want? You run hither and yon seeking safety. Safety from what? What for? Why do you desire safety, say from an earthquake or struggle or death? Why do you want to determine that special safe place in Idaho or California, the mountain or the desert? Is it to prolong a bit of flesh in comfort or to serve God's purpose? When you can honestly answer that question, the insight will pour in upon you like the tidal wave you fear. When you desire to survive only to serve your relations, then and only then have you found your place of safety, for it matters not. You are simply safe. If yours is only to save thine assets and necks, then you will search until you find the very place where you shall lose it all. I effort to give you ways of making this journey through the physical confusion a bit easier and viable while you make decisions. I give you instructions and the word so that you can come to trust me in that farther vision. I do not come to drag you into anything, for I only actually have the word to offer, the word of truth, through which you can find your freedom. God is but love, light, truth, and the word. Godness is the knowing and being of these truths. Which are you? Who are you? Wherein is your safe place? The great gurus of truth only tell you there is higher. The false gurus pronounce limitations so that you follow them. Who would you believe? Is Dharma the being in point or the speaker writer of the word? Both, just as are you in that fragmentation of God Creator in His desire that you experience and find your truth and experience your journey to fulfillment. But who shares this word? God, for God is the word, is the life and the way. If ye come into my places, ye shall come through me, and according to the laws given, so that ye might abide in my places, according to those ways which are acceptable. Fair? I care not about fair. This is simply the way it is. If ye like it not, go away from me, and find your own desires, and in the ending, so shall we see who guided you to perfection, and who left you in the pits. I am he whom ye seek, and await, and so it is, whether ye wish to argue the point or not. Nobody even suggests you listen to Dharma in her physical garb, for she is but you, I am exactly who I say that I am. I am Aton. And I shall share the judging and the actions will have spoken. All that is needed for the occasion in point. Evil shall not be brought within my places. And that, Chiles, is the way it is, whether or not you like of it. It is not your decision. Your only decision is unto whom and in what manner will you choose. Mine is to offer my gifts. I do not negotiate nor compromise by giving you less than perfection, and you shall not lessen the value of the heritage unto my people by your foolish conspiracy toward compromise and voted immorality of a plane of experience indeed less than primitive. Even the primitive nature recognized the magnificence of creation. Ponder these things most carefully. You had better begin to confront these final choices, for it is about time for you to meet whichever it represents to you, friends or enemies. The thrust will be put upon you now, soon, as the next portion of your adversarial outlay begins to stifle you and bring terror into your consciousness. Will we, on our arrival, be welcomed, or only bring terror? To each his own, for the hosts have come to prepare the way for the reclaiming of property of the source of perfection. Which side are you on? Do we represent terror or joy? It is time for you to be in the deciding, for our presence will shortly be made evident. If you follow the path of the adversary and the criminals, and we have now outlaid ways to discern which is which, then you have much, perhaps all, to fear. If you walk within the intent of gaining again the property and reclamation of and with Creator, then I suggest you are in proper placement and await in joy. Ye shall be given the discernment to recognize the enemy from the brother. I once told this little band of brethren we call the ground crew that one day the Phoenix material would save your lives, and it stands as stated. You who have unto selves the word shall have gained the security of the protection. For ye shall bear the mark which is the sign of who is God's and who is desirous of remaining in the confinement of experience as is. Ones who will read it as soon as there is extra time or when I finish with whatever else I find to occupy me are sorely ill-informed. There is nothing on your earth as important as you are running out of time. If you already have direction and know, then it matters not. But if ye are filled with doubts and indecisions, ye had best be in the finding out. If your only intent is to save your things, then I suggest that you will surely lose them all. For even in transition from the physical plane of house body, you lose them all at any rate. If they are atomized by a nuclear bomb, are they not lost to you? What is it ye do not understand? You understand. You simply do not wish to face it. And it is time. The time is at hand for the confronting of truth, lest you not have it tomorrow, past this day. I do not come to preach as such, and certainly not to coerce. I come to tell you how it is. And you do whatever you will with it, but my people are going to come fly with me in the glory of the universe. The tickets are available and are actually free. It is only your warped perceptions that causes them to seem too elusive and expensive. It simply means you have to give up that which seems real to get that which is of the only value but remains invisible. In other words, you cannot purchase this ticket home with anything on earth in manifested form. So be it. Dormant, it is time to leave this, for we have a meeting waiting. I hope that all who read this document give most careful thought to it. If you are reading it, pause and give thanks that you had opportunity to find it at all. For it indicates that you are given time to better discern thine own journey. In love and blessings, as you will accept, I am Aton, grandfather, mother, father. I am the light, and ye are myself. Therefore, I would ask that you consider these things I offer unto you, that your journey leads to that which is wondrous. But it is thine to judge, and then upon which to act, for without which action, the belief has no measure. I am Aton. Who might you be?
Oh. and let us share in gratitude for another day, another hour, another moment. Not the least of which is the camaraderie of brothers caring one for another. Because ultimately, precious ones, that's all you have. And the deceivers have stolen that from you with their gilded images and idols and misperceptions about what is important, what makes you important. Unto God, there is nothing you can do in the physical plane to make yourself important. You were important when you were perfect at the point of your creation, before you started tearing that wondrous perfection apart. It's time to grow up. You've had to receive the lessons of the generations of time squashed into a couple of years. But it's enough. Each time we meet, I have to thrust upon you the fact that it's more critical in your expression of experience than it was when we met before. And because I tell you, and the word goes forth, and you perceive that you've made it and nothing happened, how narrow is your vision? How narrow. It's coming out now, these things we've given you. As I write, you can look up the names in the book that John has written. You can see in black and white who leads your enemy, who has deceived you, and still you cannot comprehend. You cannot make this journey without knowledge, because you don't know where you're going. And this is the point. The king of deceit, the king of liars, has taught you. He's written your story, and you march to his drum. Well, you're going to pick up a different drum beat, or you will simply perish in this manifestation. And you will have to learn the lessons again in a harder experience. And it's never that simple. It's never that easy. Because always in the human expression comes the pain and the agony of those experiences, so that you remember. That's why you're frightened. You're beginning to remember. But it's also why you will know of your security, because when you remember, you'll find it almost amusing. But you're not there. There's nothing very much amusing going on in your world unless you have a very sick and twisted sense of humor, which I do from time to time. One say, well, can't you just wipe that one out or take out that battalion? Oh, yes. But they're not my problem. They're yours. And there's only one way you're going to be able to take them out. And that's lining up in the light. Because they have the strength of your physical reality. While we're pondering and digesting a little bit of that message, I would wonder if John would speak a little bit, or George. Information comes through daily to give credence to these things that I tell you. You need to hear it from man. And it's exciting to hear the confirmations. Because I was just about to believe, and that did it. Well, precious ones, that's all right. You needn't be embarrassed by that. What you better be embarrassed about is not finding out. Hiding from it, or just simply being too damn lazy to find out. I'd rather do this right now than find out what is going to happen to my infinity. I am continually amused at the readers. And quite frankly, ones who tout that they know me and know what we're about. As soon as I have time to read that, I will do so. Do you think it's important enough to drive back to pick up the facts you just sent? Not if it isn't important enough to you. It isn't important to me at all. You say, I'm going to get you either way. Now, I'm either your friend or I am your enemy. And I am powerful. And according to your creation, can you be uncreated? Arrogant? If you had just carved a puppet and you decided to annihilate it, would that be arrogant on your part? Never will you be left alone to face the slings and arrows cast at you without the power of your Creator. But you're going to accept it. And that's just the way it is. And if you choose to believe me arrogant, and you choose to go back over there and let Ramtha soothe you, do it. Let's see who picks you up first, God or Ramtha. I don't compete. I sometimes plead. I will never beg. You are not worthy of that. You are only worthy of the strength and the perfection of your very creation. And you're not on that place in that human format at this time to experience your little karmic whims. Well, I must have been mean to a fat person because I'm insulting them now and I'm overweight. That is the biggest bunch of malarkey you can ever conjure, and that is conjured by man, not God, because God never looks at your fat pads. I look at your soul. And if your fat pads are more important than what I see in your soul, then you continue to play in your game. But the ones in this crew do not have the privilege of playing in that game much longer. You're going to have to take your responsibilities as this thing unfolds. You are ready for war. And it won't be a pretty war this time. When it bursts forth and comes out of control, it's seriousville. And as long as you are in this manifestation, you will function in this manifestation. You will not cop out. And there's not one in this room that at a higher level doesn't know you can. And end it right now, at least for self. But you agreed to see this through because your brothers are blind. And if you insist upon acting blinder than they are, you will have to remove self, or I shall have to remove you. It is a time of selflessness and total selfness, recognizing your power, utilizing it properly in the giving direction of creation. You're worthy of it. These commanders who work with you tirelessly know you're worthy of it. And they come in petition because many energy forms have worked for the generations to allow some strength to be left in this time of transition, so that the writhing masses of humanity can find itself again. They've removed the crutches from your books that allow you to know the truth of being able to move on and rectify errors and grow and re-experience. And they've built terror in your hearts for that transition because they could not control you until they had destroyed that knowingness. You cannot make this transition unless you know what is wrong with what you have and who it is. You have to know the players. It doesn't matter so much that you know the detailed plans of the operation, but it helps. I deal only with the planning. And George is a bit humble. George has insiders inside those secret organizations called intelligence groups that he gleans information from time to time. And they're calling him too to find out what's going on because they also know he's got the truth in his hand. They've been the misinformers, the disinformation givers. And some of them just simple tools in the physical realm. At least they're sure afraid he's got it. So everybody smile, he's got it. And John comes out of His Majesty's perfectly miserable service, who absolutely has set up all of these organizations all over your globe. And I would say they have acted to physical perfection. They've pulled it off. But what they've done is awaken the godness in man. Because man really doesn't like what's happened. He knows he's worthy of more than that.
Excuse me, Commander.